starting a new track. It's all about dialogues, right? It's all about who are you talking with? What are you talking to? Yeah. Are you talking to a microphone? Are you talking to yourself, by yourself, with yourself? Right? What's the preposition in your language? Do you speak English yourself, or is it another language? Perhaps Japanese? Yeah, how different would that be? Perhaps Chinese? Well, the first thing you have to realize about every language goes with a writing system. And the Japanese writing system provides for a dialogue word. Remember, we're talking about dialogues, which is taiwa. It's talking to the opposite, right? It's not to logos as it is in Greek, right? What does it mean, talking to the opposite? Talking against. Tai, yeah. Ni tai suru, against. Or ni tai shite. We think of against as kind of negative. Ni tai shite sounds a bit more positive. Yeah, the kanji for tai is also present in ni tai shite, meaning against. And speaking has in it the kanji for speak, wa, hanasu, right? You can say hanashiteiru, the same kanji. We're speaking. And this is modern, right? This is not, we're not talking like Greek. For English dialogue is obviously, I don't know how many current speakers of English know that it's about two logos, dia logos, right? How many people know that? Well, for kanjis, different people know that immediately because they use it still. Dialogue, right? The principle of the dialogue is essential in all human thinking, not just in the example I've given you right now. To have a dialogue in your, and it's constrained of course by the language and the writing systems associated with those languages. It is shaped by them. It is given different meanings by each. Yeah? Incidentally, dialogue in Romanian, and I suppose most of Europe. How many speakers understand dialogue as dialogue? How many millions? Well, Europe, European languages, yeah, pretty much. The Americas, definitely. North America, South America, yeah. Spanish, you know? Where do you think those guys came from? But it's not everybody. Yeah, 300 million Americans. How many million Canadians? 30 million? 20 million? Do you know? How many Mexicans? 100 and something million. How many Brazilians and so on, all of South America that speak Spanish or Portuguese? How many of those South Americans are not native speakers of Spanish and have a different understanding of dialogue? Australia, how many Aboriginal people with different languages? At least 20. There used to be 250 other languages in Australia, which probably had a completely different understanding of dialogue. But now, it's all basically, you know, even we don't think of this as important, right? You know? We don't give the minorities the right to be a dialogue partner. Yeah, somebody you talk against but equally, right? Taito in Japanese, equally, against but equal. To itoshi, right? When I do this jump, this switch from Japanese to English, does it change? Does it change the flow of my thoughts? Of course it does, right? I'm sharing this. with a certain, you know, Japanese English, fairly fluent speaker, right? And if you don't know the kanji, then you cannot follow some parts which are, let's say, essential, and the associations are, let's say, automatic. Yeah. If I know Greek, then I make another association. If I know Romanian, I make another. If I read Plato, of course, I make another association. But the principle of the dialogue remains. Right? Who do I talk with right now? In what language? Against who am I speaking? That's the essence of dialogue. And that's the essence of all most thinking, right? What shape does our thinking take when we have two elements? Yeah, two. One is the ego, right? The self, the I. Yeah. I has been identified as, the meaning of I has been identified as having an exponent in most languages we tried so far with natural semantic metalanguage. This means I, yeah. You, who's you? The person I'm talking with. Who else? Well, gradually you gets complicated, right? You is the person listening to this tape. You is the I at a future time. Yeah, tell yourself to set an alarm. Yeah, do you write your thoughts down as you think these thoughts, so that you can talk to yourself at a future time when you're reading these notes and you're reading yourself in the past, you're thinking in the past. Who are you talking with? Who are you carrying out? Think about carry out in another language now. Your dialogue with. Yeah. Is it a dialogue with the self that, okay, now I'm an engineer, I repair machines. Yeah, I'm a teacher, I teach. What do I teach? Philosophy of language, of course. At the time, I'm more busy with English, but dialogue essence remains in all our activities whenever whatever we're caught in. Imagine you're just sitting on your desk wondering, I should get a coffee. Who's that dialogue directed against? A future self? A projected future self? A potential future self? What about a coffee? What dialogue do you have with a coffee? Sugar? You interact, but it's not the same as you would with, I should go talk with, you know, Yamada-san. About what? About the problems on our machine if I'm an engineer, right? But talk to Yamada-san. What am I going to say to Yamada-san? And who's this I who's going to talk with Yamada-san? How do I define this person? Well, it's the guy who's going to talk about the machines. Yeah, we're going to talk about jobs if I'm at work. I'm at the desk, remember, right? But if I talk to somebody that's called wife or friend, is this electronical? Exists via, you know, we call each other, hello, what's up? What's that noise around you? I'm not in the same place with you, but I have a dialogue with you. This is a new thing that we can now have dialogues at distances that are really hard to bridge with the mind. You know, I can talk to somebody in Australia right now who's just kind of like, what the hell? I can hear a voice from Japan, somebody from Romania, oh. You can hear the sounds from Tokyo randomly. Yeah. The dialogue now has been extended. Facebook makes it, you know, like hundreds of dialogues. The persons you can reach. But it's not, you know, you think of a group of people, it's a dialogue with many people. Yeah, is it against a group of people? Is it against one person? Who's that person? Yeah. What if when you watch TV, what kind of dialogue do you have then? Oh, let's see what's happening. Right? News. You're watching news. Where? In another country. You have no idea. Yeah, let's see what's happening. Then you watch people, right? That's what you, on TV you watch people. What do these people do? What the hell do you have with these people? I'm like that guy? I wish I were that guy. I wanna trade places with that guy. I wanna try, you know, to be in the same shoes, put myself in the same shoes as somebody. I wanna wear what that person wants to wear. Is it? Consumerism, right? I wanna eat what that person eats. Who am I in the future in a dialogue with the TV? The person that the commercials describe, the person that the movie describes, the person that the news describe. Yeah. How about the computer? The computer is different. The computer is you. We just don't even realize that we're using a really complex machinery that's encoding our language, that makes it possible to transmit it over distances that, you know, 20, 30 years ago would have been unimaginable. Were they imaginable? They were, but we just didn't think that that's relevant. Yeah, we wanted flying machines, right? We wanted to penetrate our space. How much do I understand of outer space? Imagine the mind of Stephen Hawking, who had a dialogue with essentially nature. Really small parts and the really huge black hole sized parts of the universe, and came up with a dialogue about little particles and waves. Yeah. Tried to come up with a theory of everything that would explain gravity, that which pulls us towards this planet. Yeah. The center of this planet we're circling, the sun. Yeah. Against the small particles of quantum dynamics, which are more like waves, and which we don't understand because it's not particles, it's waves. Right? What is the shape of the dialogue wave? Yeah. We're talking in frequencies, cycles per minute. Perhaps, right? How does your heartbeat, how does your breath rate affect that dialogue which you have in your head? Do you have a dialogue with your lungs? You tell your lungs how to breathe. You have a dialogue with the rest of your body. Yeah, you're gonna have a coffee now. Dialogues. That's what we do the whole time. The interesting thing is that the dialogue changes sometimes into a procedure, an automatic subconscious procedure. I'm gonna go a bit too much into English right now, but automatic subconscious procedure means that, well, that dialogue is no longer perceived, no longer vocalized, right? So I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna check the mailbox, I'm gonna take out the key to the front door, which is the one with the extra reach. I'm gonna open the automatic front door. I'm gonna push a button which calls the elevator. I'm gonna go to the fourth floor. I'm gonna turn a corner. I'm gonna take out the key, the second key, the one without the reach. Open the lock of the door, which is the third on the fourth on the right. Which one is it? Automatic. You don't think about it. You know it's the third. Don't you? Yeah. You go in, take off the shoes. Put the keys, two keys on the desk. Put the gloves. Were you wearing gloves? Say hello if there's somebody, and the dialogue starts. But that's a conscious dialogue, yeah? Now you're conscious. Now you're thinking about the other person. But the procedure keeps on going. You're still taking off clothes, shoes, whatever. Depends when the dialogue starts. Right? You have a dialogue with... If you're alone,
with the future, perhaps eating self, right? Is that a procedure as well? Is that an automatic subconscious dialogue? While you continue thinking about, I don't know, what happened in the train, on the train. Or you're thinking about having dialogues or running automatic subconscious procedures, pressing buttons.